the next phase of Great Lakes cleanup. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Environmental Protection Agency is starting to plan what's next for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. We're 8 years into that huge cleanup and restoration effort. Chris Korleski directs the EPA's Great Lakes National Program Office. He says we've made big progress cleaning up pollution hotspots in the region.
I think the progress that's been made in the area of concern in toxic substance focus area has been nothing short of miraculous.
He says the next phase will include tackling issues like cyanobacteria blooms in Lake Erie, Saginaw Bay, and Green Bay.
There's no easy answer. I don't think it's going to be quick, easy, or inexpensive to get that addressed.
The EPA is holding a series of meetings to get public input on this next phase, including one in Saginaw in late July. Mike Schreiberg joins me now. He's the Great Lakes Executive Director with the National Wildlife Federation. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
What do you see as the most urgent problems that still need to be addressed in our region?
Well, you know, the Great Lakes, we're in a stage where there's been some significant restoration, but make no mistake, big challenges remain. Things like toxic hotspots that still need to be remediated, habitat loss that we need to reverse and put in better habitat all around. And, you know, things like combating the harmful algal blooms that plague Lake Erie and many of our region's waterways. So there are big challenges remaining.
Where we made the most progress?
Well, with this program specifically, the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, the biggest single chunk of funding has gone to cleaning up toxic hotspots. The lingo is areas of concern. And we've made excellent progress on this. These were some shovel-ready projects when the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative first started. And about 30 to 40% of all the funding overall has gone to that. So this means that we have cleaner waterways in some of our major urban areas, from the Chicago area to along Lake Erie to many of the areas in Michigan as well.
How much have we spent so far on cleaning up the Great Lakes?
Well, we've spent, from this particular program, just under $3 billion. The funding has varied by year, but it's been most years about $300 million a year, and it's been just under $3 billion overall, and that's for over 4,000 projects.
How much more do you think it'll cost to get to where we need to be?
Well, the plan that this stems from, which actually came from the second Bush administration and was first implemented under the Obama administration, said we need about $20 billion to really clean up the Great Lakes. And that includes investment in water infrastructure and other things that aren't specifically covered under the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. If you just look at the restoration activities, we're about a quarter of the way there.
So we have seen President Trump threaten massive cuts to this program in particular, and then Congress restored them. How confident are you that that funding will remain?
Well, it's a little hard to say, but what I feel very optimistic about is this is one of the few areas in Congress, and not just in conservation issues, I would say across the board, where you're really seeing Republicans and Democrats united. The Trump administration has proposed cuts of 100%, so zeroed out funding, and then this last budget cycle proposed cutting this program by 90%. The response was swift, it was united, and it was not divided by party. So you had Republicans and Democrats joining hands and saying, absolutely not. This is so critical to our region that the funding must be restored fully. And we've seen that happen. Now, those alliances can be fragile. I mean, we are in the strongest era of partisan politics that I've seen in my life. So you never want to say that that's a sure thing. I would say that the signs have been great, and that the Great Lakes champions around the region on both sides of the aisle have spoke with one voice, and that is a strong voice. And so far, that's been a voice that's overridden what's come out of the Trump administration.
Mike Schreiberg is the Great Lakes Executive Director with the National Wildlife Federation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.